Schools here and around the country are updating security measures and planning in the wake of the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida. But outside of schools, 16 Boston teenagers were murdered last year. Four of them were students of Cognoscenti commentator Nima Avashia.
Since the shooting in Parkland, Florida, there's been an intense pressure on schools to tighten safety procedures. At my middle school in Boston, we've reviewed our processes. We've done question and answer sessions with students. We've run containment drills and talked about what we can do better. As a teacher, I have participated fully. But the same question keeps bubbling up. For all we are doing to try to keep students safe at school, what are we doing to keep students safe at home? In the last 12 months, I've lost 4 of my students to gun violence, more than I had in the previous 14 years of my career combined. After every shooting, public officials come out with statements. You've heard them all before. We need to get guns off the street. These guns are too powerful. We need the community support to solve these crimes. But where's the bigger conversation about prevention? Or the call for universal after-school programming? Or efforts to connect young people to adults who care about them and keep them engaged? The silence of public officials on these issues is deafening. I want us to fight for young people's lives, not just by marching, but by supporting young people who experience gun violence in their neighborhoods, as much as we support students who experience gun violence in their schools. I can't stop thinking about Angel, who loved to make funny faces and tease his friends, and who baked me fruitcake on Christmas. Or Aija, who danced bachata with a garbage can at our community potluck. Or Brianna, who always had the perfect hat to match her outfit. Or Yanuel, who loved going to boxing on Saturdays with his English teacher. They were my students. They were our city's children. They were loved. And now they are gone.
Nima Avashia is a civics teacher in the Boston school system and a contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. Read her essay and many others at WBUR.org.